Standing at the water's edge with arms raised, about 3 dozen people take part in the culmination of the annual Hands Across the Sand event Saturday on Pensacola Beach.
I've been doing this drilling issue ever since the BP oil spill. I've been out here religiously.
Moni Russo lives on Pensacola Beach and has served as a beach ambassador for the past couple of years. She says her priority is conserving our oceans and all the sea life in them, from the largest to the tiniest.
Our mammals, our dolphins, our little jellyfish, to crustaceans. And when you have an oil spill, it will kill even little bitty shells that have a crustacean in it.
Russo carried a sign that said stop drilling and rescue the Gulf. Above and below pictures of an oil-covered pelican and a large tar mat. It caught the attention of Pensacola resident Callie Ross, who was there just enjoying a day at the beach.
Well, when I first moved here 4 years ago, when I was looking for shells, I found these clumps when I first came here, and I didn't know what they were. And I asked some guy wearing like boots and stuff, and I said, like, what are you doing?
The answer, a member of the response crew still picking up tar balls years later. Now Global, Hands Across the Sand, launched 2 months before the 2010 oil spill. Initially, it was aimed at protesting efforts by the Florida legislature and the U.S. Congress to lift the ban on oil drilling off the coast of the Sunshine State.
As we know now, a few weeks ago, the president signed an executive order directing the Department of the Interior to go back and review those drilling lease plans, not only in the Atlantic, but to also look at the Gulf of Mexico.
Erin Handy is the Florida campaign organizer for Oceana, which along with 350 Pensacola sponsored this year's Hands Across the Sand event. She says in recent years, the organization has had success in halting proposed exploration leases in the Atlantic, and they're now prepared to work just as hard on the Gulf Coast to say yes to clean, renewable energy and no to what she calls filthy fossil fuels.
It's not worth the risk. The oil industry wants to drill off the coasts of beautiful beaches whose number one economy is tourism, and they expect those local economies to take all of the risk and to receive absolutely none of the benefits. And it's a clear message we're saying no to that. And we're very lucky to have local elected officials, members of Congress, and of course, Senator Nelson supporting us.
Democratic Senator Bill Nelson has been at the forefront of the fight against offshore drilling. In 2006, partnering with then-Republican Senator Mel Martinez of Florida to push passage of a federal moratorium on drilling within 125 miles of Florida's Gulf Coast until the year 2022, in large part to protect military weapons testing and training from Eglin and other bases in the region.
And the letter states, and I quote, "The Department of Defense cannot overstate the vital importance of maintaining this moratorium."
That's Senator Nelson on the floor of the Senate earlier this month, sharing the Pentagon's latest response to the drilling issue. This letter was sent to Florida's District 1 Congressman Matt Gaetz from the acting Undersecretary of Defense, Anthony Curta. With support from a bipartisan congressional delegation, Nelson has filed a bill to block expansion of drilling and to extend the federal ban until the year 2027.
So whether it be the degradation of the environment, the messing up of the training and testing of our U.S. military in their largest testing and training range, or the economic devastating loss to Florida of its tourism industry, for all of those reasons, we need to pass this legislation.
Here in Northwest Florida, the city of Pensacola and Escambia County have joined over 100 other local governments in adopting resolutions stating their official opposition to oil and gas drilling. Back at Pensacola Beach, residents Monica Paris and Margie Perkison were doing their part to call attention to the issue and pointing out that there's a lot at stake here.
We are one of the last places, if the last place, that has national seashores.
This is the last place in Florida that's got this beautiful beach that's about 10 miles long, that nobody can build on, that we get to drive down there with our children, park our cars, go down, and see a beautiful beach.
So while many are fighting to keep oil rigs off their coast, oil industry officials are pushing the administration to open drilling in the Gulf. The move, they say, could create thousands of new jobs and billions of dollars in new investment. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.